Okay, gang, this is the point of the call where I actually get to put my headset on so I can use two hands to talk to the imaginary group of people that are not in front of me. And if you want to join in the call, you feel free to do that. We've got a few other people that will be joining us on the line. This is our rhythm accountability portion where we do our best to take the information that Shellen just shared with us and implement it, and then as well talk about how utilizing taking the Nikan Wellness Home into our environment, into our workplace, how we can utilize that with the 90-day rhythm that Nikan enables us to work on. So I know that as you guys come on, if you can let me know that you're on the line.
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning, Harold. Good morning.
Decocks are on.
Okay. Joe and Bill are on the line, and there was another hello, and I know it's not.
Triple M.
There we go. Okay, that's right. Mary Margaret. Good morning, Mary Margaret.
Hi.
This is Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Did you hear me? It's Kathy.
There we go. I knew you were on the line. I knew there was one more. So let me quickly write down so I can decoff Triple M, Steve. Who else did I miss there? Kathy, decoff, Mary Margaret, Steve.
Harold.
Harold. I'm sorry, Harold. I'm like, okay, I'm drawing a blank. And I know Janice is at her granddaughter's birthday this morning, so she won't be with us. And so, hey, let's just jump into things, you guys. Some of you have heard Shellen before. Thoughts?
Vance, this is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
As a teacher, I'm just going to jump in. I had sort of a wellness classroom 12 years ago. With the products that we had, we didn't have air then, and we didn't, you know, we didn't have a lot of the things. But I did have the Mag Boys in the classroom, and they were just on my desk. And this was with first graders, and they would just come up, and sometimes they'd touch them, sometimes they'd pick them up and rub them on themselves, you know. So that was a very helpful thing. And sometimes if they were uncomfortable, they had a headache or something, I said, you want to go to the office or do you want to rub this on your head? I gave them a... And the other thing is it took me a long time to get over the idea that I should not promote the products, that it wasn't a professional thing to do.
Joe, let me ask you, was it because you felt there was a conflict of interest because you were actually going to generate a commission off of this?
Exactly. Heaven forbid, you know. So that was exactly it. I thought it was conflict of interest. And so after I talked to one parent whose child had just horrific allergies and did not sleep well, but always came with big dark circles and big bags under her eyes and breathing like this, you know, through her nose, then I said, you know, when school is out, I would like to talk to you about a possible, I don't know what my words were, but something that could possibly help your daughter. And they said, you want to wait till school's out?
You mean like school out during the day or the end of the school year?
The school year.
Okay. And so you were really hypersensitive to it.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I'm not going to be pushy with anybody, okay?
Right, sure. No, and you probably learned that from your upline because the Rogers are pretty much, that's our status quo of operation.
We want to find out now. Don't make us wait. It's our daughter. So that's what we did.
So again, it goes back to the statement that Dave Johnson has taught us that the answer to the question is always no if we don't ask the question.
Right. Absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
Think about the child. Think about why you're doing this. And if my only reason for doing it was to make the money, then that was the wrong reason for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If it really was to help the child, then thereafter I felt obligated to share with people that wanted to hear.
Absolutely. So. Okay, good. Thank you, Joe.
Welcome.
And I know that, Joe, your husband, Bill, recently retired last spring. Bill, you... you have been in education all your life, and and you, but you from the principal's perspective of a private school. What, looking back, if you could do things differently, and again, not being pushy, but and again, a private school is a little bit different setting because those parents are paying for that. I mean, we pay for it anyways out of our property tax money for regular public education. However, in a public, in a private school, you have a little bit different aspect of saying, look, it, this is a privilege to be here, and it can be, you know, a privilege can be revoked. But you probably had some students, some kids that you would have loved to have seen in a wellness environment. Yes? No?
Yes, that's true. We did a couple of things, Vance. We one of the things that we did was with our grandson. The last 2 years, we've had the air wellness unit in his classroom because he's had some breathing problems. And we just talked to the teacher, and they were agreeable to do that. And so we were able to have the unit in his classroom the last 2 years as he's moved from fourth grade into fifth grade and so on. Now he's in middle school, so he's moving classrooms, so it doesn't work anymore. So that was one thing that we did just for our own grandchild, knowing that the other kids were going to benefit the teacher as well by having it in there. And so fortunately they were all agreeable to that. The other thing that I did personally was in my office. I had a number of students, particularly on a preschool level, who would sometimes just really, I had one student who just would lose it all the time, so much as kicking the teacher and everything else, and where she would have to physically bring him down to me. And I would physically have to just hold him on my lap and restrain him and talk soothingly to him. And I would rub the Mag Boys on his back while he's yelling and screaming, and just finally enough to get him to settle down and just relax. Sweet child, just a wonderful boy. But just something would set him off, and he was kind of uncontrollable with that. So I used it in that sense. Used it on teachers once in a while. There were teachers who were agreeable to do this if they were just really uptight, you know, from my fingertip acupuncture to rolling the Mag Boys on them. So it was a very relaxing kind of thing. So, again, I wasn't real shy about not sharing it, and yet Joe's talking to me now.
Well, because of a conflict of interest again, you know,
sure.
As far as having the school, like, you know, I would say, you know, could we come in and talk to the people? And would be like, no, because then we'd like, well, if, nothing against other Avon or Pembrokeshire or whatever, you know. People can put their catalogs where they want to put them, but no, we can't actually approach parents.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. Okay.
That's true, and because of the position I was in, you know, it wasn't appropriate, I felt, to do that as a principal, you know.
Sure.
Go ahead, Joe. I'm being hoggy here, but what I am going to do, and I have already done, I approached the business manager once just about the air wellness unit, and so he said, you know, and this is when we had a special deal, and he liked that special deal, but he said, you know, the budget has already been planned, and so he said, talk to me next year. So I'm going to be talking to him now about the air wellness in the classrooms because that made so much sense to him. And now I will not speak anymore.
Promises.
We're going to revoke Joe's speaking privilege anymore. She's maxed right. Her quota for the day. You know, and I think that it is. It really comes down to, and you heard me mention this before, it really comes down to us taking the time to educate. And that's what, you know, we're talking, as educators, you know, teachers and principals.
Mm-hmm.
But bottom line, if we will take the time, and it's hard, and all of us should feel a little bit of that conflict of interest, but at the same time, you guys, and I'll refer to something Ann Bodak said to me when we were talking about this, and she said, you know, it drives me nuts when people say, well, I could never do that because I'm not a salesperson, and we say, well, it's not about sales. And she said, we're lying when we say it's not about sales, because it is about sales. Everything is about sales. As an educator, let's hope that our kids and our grandkids are being sold the knowledge that teacher is supposed to be selling them every single day. That's why is sales such an evil thing? Don't be afraid to step out there And Joe, I'm not beating you up. I'm just simply saying you're in the same boat that I am, that we feel like, you know, so that what are they going to think? Who cares what they think?
Yeah. And there are times, Vance, too, with parents, with children, that I would do this. I would share and say, you know, I don't know, but, you know, we've got something that might be helpful. Because I just really felt I had to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just felt morally I had to share that with them. You know, and I was stepping out beyond maybe sometimes where I should have.
Right.
But I never got called on it ever, but I did share with quite a number of families over my time.
We can only go so far. Yeah, I'll give you a quick example, and we discussed this last night at dinner when I got back home. I was on a fire call yesterday. It was a family of five. There was a rock slide, and the mom and dad took the brunt of it. They're all doing fine. And, of course, you know, we made the news because, oh, it's a rock slide, big deal. But on the way to the fire call, we're going down Interstate 84 at, you know, 70, 72 miles an hour. We're allowed legally to drive 10 miles over the speed limit, which is 65. And on the way down, we're in the back of the rescue, just myself and another gentleman who has been part of the department, let's say, 3-4 years, I think, maybe two. No, I know it's been at least 3 or 4. Anyways, and I reminded him, I said, hey, you know, you got to get your seatbelt on. And I'm a profi. I don't even have my badge yet. I've not been through the graduation yet, so I'm still a new guy. And he kind of looked at me, and I said, didn't you hear anything that so-and-so said Monday night at drill? He's like, I wasn't there. I'm like, oh. I said, well, he mentioned that, you know, the second leading cause of death among firefighters, first is heart attack, and because the adrenaline gets running and, then, you know, the arteries, we don't take care of ourselves. But so the second one was vehicular, you know, death, because bouncing around like a ping pong ball without a seatbelt. And he's like, oh, yeah, whatever, but I missed the class. I'm like, oh, okay. So he switched seats to get better earshot of the radio so he could hear better, and I kicked him. I said, hey, seatbelt. And he just looked at me again. And I shared with our girls last night at dinner, I said, you know, you guys, I'm not responsible for him anymore. He knows better.
Mm-hmm.
And is it any different when we step out there and choose to share Nikan with somebody, whether it's from a product angle or the business angle or whatever, that, hey, you know, Joe or Bill, as you just said, you know, I don't know if you're open to this. I don't know. However, we've become, you know, associated with some products that have really changed our family's life. And this might do something for your child, or this might do something for you. What's the worst they can say?
No.
No?
I'm not interested.
No? Is that truly the worst thing they can say? No? You guys don't remember the Denny Rogers answer to that question, do you?
Well,
think. Anyone?
Suffer.
No? That's how he'll respond if they don't, you know, that's what he'll do mentally in his mind. Sometimes he does it audibly.
The worst thing that I think they said was he's already working with some other...
Exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Mary Margaret wins the ding award in the morning. The worst thing that somebody could say back to us is like, you know, I really wish as a friend or as a business associate or as a colleague or as someone who come into my store every week, I wish you would have said something to me about this a year ago or 6 months ago or whatever, because I just found out about it from a cousin who lives 3, 4, 5 states away, or whatever, and I hooked up with it, and I wish I would have known about this sooner. You know, that's the worst thing that somebody can say. So, you guys, we can all take our lashing. I'm not beating up on anybody. I'm saying this for myself because I need to hear these things as well, that we need to get a little gumption and step out there. So, Kathy, Steve, Harold, Mary Margaret, thoughts. I'm not going to focus just on the teacher aspect, but taking Nikan into our world where we're at. Let me ask Harold, because I got to see, I'm laughing because Harold got to see a little bit more of who Vance Rogers is that a lot of people don't know about on Thursday when we met up. And Harold, I don't care if you share that, it's up to you. But, Harold, and it's nothing bad, you guys. It's not like I'm a male dancer for the local Chippendales. don't get any mental pictures like Vance is doing something that's a little racy here. But one of my volunteer activities, Harold got me right in the middle of it. And you got some benefits out of it, some free food, didn't you, Harold?
I did.
You weren't expecting that. Harold, you have been utilizing my parents' laptop and projector to do presentations to people that you know, and you had said to me you did a presentation for 40 people,
No, 35.
30? Oh, sorry, I don't mean to stretch it too much. Tell us about that.
Well, I do different presentations. I do art presentations. I teach art. I have two retirement homes that I go to once a month, and actually it's three. There's one of them has two different locations. I do both those locations, and I just share both my art experience and my Nican experience, and from that, just in the last 30 days, I've gotten two new people on AutoShip, which they would have never done it at all, would not know anything about it if I hadn't done these presentations. And so I was just sharing with you that how much I appreciate you loaning me this very expensive piece of equipment in order to do these presentations. And for me, it certainly pays off. Hopefully, I'll have enough people on AutoShip one of these days that I can buy my own.
Right.
But in one of my art classes, I had been a substitute teacher for several years and had the chance to have my own class, and it went up with 21 people in that class. So it's a big class, but I never like to share too many negative things, but I was politely asked not to bring up my health business because people just wanted to have this is an art class. So I agreed to that. However, let's see, I think three people at this point have come to me saying, you know, I've got health problems, you know, tell me a little bit about what your program is, what kind of products they are. And I've got one lady right now with probably $1,500 worth of products at her home. So even though there are people out there who don't want to hear about it, there are certainly a lot of people who do, and they will hunt you out if they know a little bit about what you're doing.
And there is a balance. I've never been one to utilize the 3-foot rule, that if people are within 3 feet, because always to me that always had a negative connotation that we're going to vomit Nican all over them. However, there is a tactful way to do that, and you guys have shared how to do that in the best way always. Some people are better at it than others, but for me, it's my way of doing it is in a conversation with someone, and I'll give you a classic example. Yesterday, on this fire call, who was on the scene? Well, our sergeant, our local sergeant for Multnomah County, and he happens to be one of my classmates that I graduated from high school with. And we were talking a little bit, and I said, oh, you remember that one call we went on? And I said, yeah. And I said, well, just to give you an update, you know, the person's doing great. It's not as bad as it was before, and they got their life in order, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And he's like, oh, that's good, you know. And I said, so what's good? You know, what's new in life? And, you know, are you ready for the winter? And he said, well, actually, I got to buy a new hot tub. I'm like, why? He said, well, mine's leaking, and it's either $2,000 to get repaired or, you know, bite the bullet. And this one we've had for about 8 years. And I said, he lives across the river, so he's in the wind, just like we are. And I said, do you get the wind? Or, I mean, do you use it a lot? I mean, it's cold in the winter. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, my wife never does, but I use it a lot. I said, really, why? And he said, well, lugging this belt around. And he pointed to his gun belt. And he said, there's a lot of stuff on this, and it's heavy, and it really takes its toll on my back. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I could imagine that. So what did I do with that information? Kathy, what did I do with that information?
You started away for future use.
Oh, no. I ran back to the rescue unit. I grabbed my turnout bag, whipped out the mag creator, and then a car seat that we have in the unit, and I threw it down on the pavement in the parking lot there where the accident happened. And I said, you know, Greg, Sergeant Lang, get on the ground, and I want to give you a proper demonstration, and I'm going to fix that back of yours.
that. You had the stuff with you. That's the main thing.
I didn't. I don't pack the stuff with me in my
trunk. So you had it somewhere.
No, I didn't have anything. I don't carry it with me on fire calls because you talk about a conflict of interest. We're there to package a patient for the ambulance, okay, for the AMR, the American Medical Response. That's our only job. I am not there to heal them. I'm not there to treat them. I'm not there to sell them, you know, Nikin technologies. That is not, so I don't have it with me. However, what I do have, as you said, yes, I tuck that information away. So I've got, because Greg's a classmate of mine, I will, in the next few days, call him or pop him an email and say, "Why we need to do lunch. You mentioned to me about your back. I don't have an agenda here. However, I know what I've enjoyed for the last 16 years and not having to deal with my back that I messed up jumping off of a 75-foot waterfall. And I'm sure the hot tub is relaxing for you, but what would it be? Would you be open to hearing some other options? You know, and besides that, let's do lunch.
Cheaper?
Yeah, cheaper? So, you guys tuck it away. People won't think you're on the attack if you follow up with it and utilize that in...
Dan?
Go ahead.
Can't hear her.
Yeah, Molly, if you're, I realize that Molly's now on the line, and
I've been in and out, and sorry, I forgot that I just down the guest line and at the speaker line about grandchildren and brothers from Taiwan and from California. I had a breakfast for an army, and so I just sit down and okay. I heard from the point that I forgot the host name that grandchildren needed air purifier in a classroom. So okay, what do you want me to say?
I love you, Molly. I just absolutely love you. You have the same pattern as Emily, our token Asian in our home, and I'm not classifying you or categorizing you. You are so much. I want to be a part. What do you want me to say? What question am I answering? I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. Let me defer back to you, Molly, in a bit. But Steve, what? Tell us how you're going to apply what we've been discussing, what Shaolin shared with us this morning.
Any family have children needs to look at the health of the children, and many times parents just pop a aspirin or a Tylenol. And oftentimes, I don't know how to help them right there. And then, of course, I can say that my grandchildren live in Florida. After the three hurricanes, they have molds in the house, and they have all kinds of respiratory problems. And so my daughter asked for one, and I gave her for one, and then she asked for a second one, and I gave her a second one, and now the family is so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That, as an example, in relation to what Charlene said, I didn't listen to other details that Charlene said today. But
no, that's okay. Well, and the thing is, I think that beyond the kids, and I'm not going to discount what you said, however, at the same time, I really want to drive in the point that if we take Nikin into our world and utilize whatever aspect that we see, take a breath, all of us, including myself, if we'll take a breath we see a conversation like happened with Sergeant Lang. I laugh when I call him Sergeant Lang because to me he's my childhood friend. He's Greg, you know. But he's a sergeant now, and I respect his position. But take that information, tuck it away, and then come back and be a little bold with that. So, Steve, let me ask you.
When you get through, Vance, I want to give an illustration coming from the other direction.
Okay. Steve, go ahead, and then Mom will give an illustration, and then we're going to hear from Mary, Margaret, and Kathy. We still got time.
Okay. Well, you know, it's very interesting to hear, you know, what Shaolin has to say.
Shaolin. Practice it a few hundred times and you'll get it. It's shall, like thou shalt not kill, and then Lin. Yeah, it don't worry. I'm going to beat you up because I got beat up enough times too. So.
But, you know, I listened to what she is saying.
Uh-huh.
And I listened to what your mom said on the lifestyle calls 2-3 years ago, whatever it was, when I first started, when the body balance came out, mm-hmm. you know, and talking about your brothers. With nutrition, and I have a wonderful little grandson that is so brilliant that he makes me wish that I had half of the brain power that he has, but yet he bounce, and our sweet daughter, who sleeps on a sleep system, who has Maxes in both of her back pockets, who has mag steps in her shoes, but yet is so short-sighted that she won't continue that on to her son, and is willing to go to the doctor, have him tested, do all these different things, getting ready to put him on the medications. And as a grandparent and as a parent, I'm sitting here going, how have I failed to... Because of my over-exuberance, have I failed to, you know, be able to have this go down two generations, just two.
Sure.
Let alone have it be a someone that you just meet on the street or whatever. So, it's been a very interesting thing. Like you say, take a breath, and for me, it's about 500 breaths, and to back up and then regroup and try to give information so that they will be even willing to listen to it. And just, like, you know, it just breaks my heart. When I come up against a situation like that, you know you can help somebody, you know that it could change their lives, and you share a little bit of information and they slam the door, so you have to walk away.
Yeah.
And for another day, and it hurts.
No, and it does, because, Steve, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's that moral obligation.
Well, you know, James 4:17 says, if you know something good and you don't do it, the sin's on you, not them.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, you know, I had such a profound product experience. I know my wife's alive today because of the products.